is the Milwaukee Jazz Orchestra, Nick and Jacobo.
So, do we want to go ahead and play one of those?
Listening
to that. I do.
I had it on in the background.
Yeah.
Nice music.
Yeah.
And they're all music clips?
They're all.
No. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
We must have.
It'd be nice, but I guess we don't want to have to.
Application by the Milwaukee Jazz Orchestra. The project title is the Woody Herman Jazz Educational Workshop and Concert. A total budget of about $9,000 and requesting $4,000. This is really aimed, I think, at middle to high school students. And while it's not aimed at a single distinct group, these would be students who are at some point in their lives where they're participating actively in jazz education programs and have teachers who are able and willing to transport them to the festival. The expenses is basically for the orchestra and the soloist. The funds that they project raising to me are a little poorly defined. They have projected ticket sales, and they have projected merchandise, and then they have something called additional grants. So that would be strengthened by explaining what additional grants are. The event itself, I think, is a pretty standard-sounding jazz festival event. Middle school and high school bands come. They work with educators and guest artists in sectionals and as ensembles. They get to perform for each other, and then there's an adjudication segment where they play and get critiqued. And then the second day, there's more workshops, and then finally a concert by the jazz orchestra. One of the interesting features of this is the connection to Woody Herman, who it sounds like he founded this.
Well, he's from Milwaukee.
He's from Milwaukee.
He founded the festival.
He founded the festival. And to me, that's an issue. It's not totally clear what's new about this. Apparently, the person who had been running it is retiring. And that it's conducting itself independently. Caitlin, I don't know, do you have an explanation on if that counts as something?
Let me just read back through this, because I know I did talk with Kurt about that.
A new component.
Yeah, what is the new component? So I remember reading about this project last year, and it didn't seem a whole lot different.
I think in my email to him, I said that it's my understanding that the educational workshops are the new component to the festival, so the festival has been ongoing. The educational workshops are the new piece.
Okay. Yeah, it was noted that the professor is retiring. However, the festival itself still counts for the support of the university and all the previous staff. So the new component is that they're focusing more on the kind of performance elements where the young performers and the professionals are reciprocating tips with each other.
So that could have been, I think, made a lot more clear.
Yeah, I agree.
I guess it seems a little standard to me, and especially in the context of this application, I was hoping to see more explanation of how connect Woody Herman to the lives of the students, or connect. You know, jazz music is important, yes, but in a more specific way, finding those connections between the students, the music, the people, rather than just the improvement of their abilities to play Yes. What else did my notes say? What will the students be learning? What are the educational outcomes besides just getting better? Funding is, to me, a little dicey. So I'll stop.
Are there not already? Excuse me. There's a second person.
Yes. I kind of want to piggyback on some of the questions. They did acknowledge that this project has long since passed its second and third year, but continues to aim to expand by involving more schools and young musicians interested in jazz performance. Again, kind of reiterating the fact that the new component is more of that workshop or mentorship component of it, through master classes and workshops offered through the festival. Ultimately, it ends up being a festival and a performance open to the public at the Salazzo Center at UWM, which kind of goes to the strong partnership they have with the university. I totally hear what you're saying, but I do see a very relevant and important story to keeping jazz performance, I wouldn't say intact, but you know, like there's such a rich history of the American music scene for jazz to be given an opportunity to continue to be developed, I think. But I can definitely understand how it's not fully defined in the narrative.
Yeah, I think they could have just explained that in a more detailed way. I don't think it's a hard argument, but I just didn't really see it. Which might be an issue about just them not knowing the best way to apply for the funding.
And I'll say, too, in our back and forth, it still really wasn't terribly clear to me. That was me saying it's my understanding it's the workshops, and he said that the workshops occur the day before and the morning of the concert date. We work with each individual band. They arrive at the school and go as a group to each clinic site for the specific ensemble coaching, improv, and masterclass. The scholarships are paid out of MJO and the Greater Milwaukee Foundation Fund set up by Woody Harmon, not the Arts Board, so they have their funds there. The Arts Board would help support the cost of the MJO and clinician educator salary. So it's still not terribly clear there. So I think that's good feedback then, that it ought to be clear what the specific new component is.
A couple of things that I thought that I really liked about it is that there are workshops for the teachers too, so that the teachers who are bringing their music students there are also getting professional development. I think their scheduling is complicated, like what's happening when. Are there sessions that are offered in the morning and the afternoon but are the same thing, just different groups? So they might, even like a little, like one of the proposals had an outline of the day of what happens when, or a chart. Like here's what the teachers are doing, here's what the students are doing, and when. That might help us as evaluators to understand. Anytime there's a really complicated schedule like that might be helpful. And I really like this opportunity for students to get feedback from people other than their music teacher. Mm-hmm. That's always the problem. It's the only feedback you're getting generally is from one person in their school. Same, we have the same issue in visual arts. So I like that that piece of it.
About a minute left.
Well, I like the fact that they're offering master classes, because you may have some people it may be that they can only get to a certain level of instruction. And I'm assuming that the people that are, the musicians that are invited are of high caliber, and I think they can add significant pointers or look at things that the other people haven't looked at. So I'm always looking for a master class.